Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. John Bradbury is our guest. John, readyfounder.com, is that right?
That's right, readyfounder.com.
Readyfounder.com, that's the website. They can find your book there, too?
Yeah.
John Bradbury, folks, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success, one of our great Brain Trust members. And John, we were talking in the previous segment about the problem that some people... I had a guy one time say, never use the word leverage.
Mm-hmm.
He hated the word leverage. Leverage is a handy word.
I actually use it with clients all the time.
I do too. It's a very handy word. So he and I were talking about people who say, never use things that are handy, but as if everybody should be following that advice. But there are things, John, that are absolutes. They're fundamental. You and I didn't invent them. We didn't muck around with them. We believe them because we know that they're true. And I'm going to take the easy one first and then let you take the next one.
Okay.
The easy one is profit is the queen of business, but cash is king and it might be the emperor. What do you think?
I agree. And, how I think of it is just like in the physical world, there are laws. There's the law of gravity.
Right.
And there are lots of ways to deal with that, and we can argue about how to deal with the law of gravity, but it exists. And the same is true in business when it comes to math and money and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
The math has to work, and I think what you're saying is if your economic model is such that you could increase your sales and you're actually losing more money rather than making it, that's not a good economic model.
Mm-mm.
And you're never going to build a healthy business that way.
Well, from the Phoenicians to right, you know, when all they had to do was build better ships to that down to today when people are trying to get social media off the ground, and that's the new thing on the block, cash flow and cash management has been fundamental, folks, and it's going to be. 100 years from now, it'll still be. 1,000 years from now, cash will still be king.
That's right. And
you need to make sure you don't muck around with things like that. And here's one other thing that I'm not going to say this is an absolute, but I'm going to say for a small business it is. And not absolute for all businesses, but I think it is for a small business. The business owner should not delegate the ultimate cash management. What do you think?
In terms of worrying about it.
Well, no, I'm talking about you need to keep up with cash all the time. The business owner.
Well, you need to know where it is.
That's right.
I mean, know your cash flow projections. And for a lot of small businesses, even if you have a business that needs to be represented on a pretty involved spreadsheet in terms of cash flow.
Right.
Usually you can boil that down to the back of an envelope in terms of what you need to keep in your head.
The thing that I remind people about is if you get upside down on cash, a phone call is going to be made between you and your banker.
Right.
And either you can make the call and say, hey, I need some help with cash, or if it goes too far, you're not keeping up with what's going on, you do that. You make your call in advance. The banker calls you. Instead of you calling them, now it's too late. And they're not going to call and ask for your cash flow manager. They're going to call and ask for you.
Right.
So
pretty amazing how common it is, though, for business owners to get into denial or kind of avoid that.
It's not fun, especially if things are tight. It's not fun.
Right.
But you got to deal with it, folks. It's you just got to do it. What else are some things that are absolutes?
Well, I'd say one universal law that I've seen again and again and again is the no great idea is stronger than the marketplace. You know, ultimately, you think an idea is a great one. It's not great unless people are going to eventually pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they typically are not going to pay for it unless it solves or addresses some significant need. And so I deal with a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs who are kind of attached to a particular technology or a product.
Right.
And they don't understand why no one else gets it.
Right. Well, see, this is where I say it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right. And if you don't fall in love with how you do it, then you can just follow the market.
Well, you can do what customers want.
Exactly.
Because they're the final. They are the absolute, aren't they, in the marketplace?
That's exactly what I'm saying. But, you know, that's the you can't go wrong if you're pleasing customers. Well, that's not an absolute, because there are ways you can go wrong, but that's the fountain.
Yeah.
From which everyone is going to.
So many. I think this is an absolute. Most of the solutions to your future success, most of the paths to your future success, are come from what customers will tell you about what they want.
If you're paying attention,
and
I guess the related absolute there is a great opportunity that's not executed on properly.
Mm-hmm.
Is worth nothing.
And part of that execution has got to include customer expectation and the customer interest. Hey, John, great job today. ReadyFounder.com is the website. John Bradbury is our guest. His book is Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Enjoyed it.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.